New and colorful wayfinding signs and banners are dotting the landscape of Grand Forks and are being generally praised for their looks, except for one error. Bronwyn Bird, Executive Director for the Boundary Country Regional Chamber of Commerce, BCRCC, gave a final report on Phase 1 of the wayfinding sign project to the March 25 meeting of City Council. She showed images and locations of the new signs, ranging from pedestrian lamp post-mounted signs in the downtown, to larger public park, city building signage and highway banners. They all stand out nicely, with their stained glass-style color trim, bold lettering and placing, she said. However, there is a mistake on one sign, the 6-foot-tall sign for Lois Hagen Park, just behind City Hall. We are aware there is only one G in the sign and it will be corrected, Bird chuckled. We can't be totally perfect. However, the rest of the signage is mostly being well received by the public, she said, pointing out Barbara Ann Park's sign as standing out brightly against the trees and shrubbery. It almost doesn't look real, she said. Outside the downtown, she pointed out the James Donaldson Park sign was bigger and taller than other city facility signs because it's at an intersection, plus in front of the park's fences, where many sponsor banners are hanging. It has to stand out, she said, adding the Grand Forks International Baseball Tournament will be hanging its own sign underneath the sign in the future. Pole banners for streetlight poles, as well as the giant, welcome, banner over Central Avenue near Euro Park is also up. They look a little different from the wayfinding signs around the downtown and landmark signs because they were purchased and printed earlier, Bird explained, but were finally hung up. While pleased with what they received, Bird said there are plans for future signage, including George Massey Park, Dick Bartlett, BMX Track, Disc Golf Park, Airport, Dyke Trail and other trailheads, Highway 3 signage, more pedestrian and vehicle signage. We had a finite budget and we used it all, she said. We hope to have more in the master plan. Councillor Neil Krog said he was happy overall with the signage, but asked about the design of the welcome banner's design. The signs are awesome, but the banner on the highway looks like something's missing, he said. Bird answered she's not sure why it looks like that, but they were purchased 2 years ago. She would talk to Public Works to see if they can put one up later, but pointed out these banners cost thousands. Councillor Zach Ebern Studley agreed and suggested if they could put an arrow on the banner, like a sticker. Those banners were in the original master plan and at the time those images were sent to the print shop, explained Bird. Future considerations will be made when more money comes, she said.